Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Joey Loperfido is going to be a Houston Astro. Congratulations, kid. You made a great impression at spring training, both on the field and in the clubhouse. And as a result of that and some underperformance from some major league level Houston Astros, and let's be real, the 13 home runs that you hit in the minor leagues this year, you, sir, are getting a call up to the big club, Joey Loperfido.
Yeah. So Loperfido, who, like, obviously he gets called up. He's learning how to play first base, outfielder slash first baseman, but they added the first baseman part relatively recently. So questions about whether or not – I guess if people are assuming he's going to play first base, and yet when they called Trey Cabbage up for the game in Mexico, I'm like, oh, Trey Cabbage can play first base too.
Yeah.
And yet, no. So I don't know. He's a lefty, which helps too if you're going to be – if you're going to be mixing him in with – Chaz McCormick and Jake Myers, then he's got some options there because he's a lefty. So I don't know. I'm not so quick to assume that they're going to put him in at first base just because this team seems to make curious decisions about first
base. Yeah, I think there's a chance like that I think anything's in play. I think there's a really good chance he's being brought up to help out in the outfield.
Yeah.
There's a chance he could do both. Now, he did play. I'm looking at a summary here about Loperfido in the Chronicle, and Matt Young put this together.
Yeah.
Writes for the Chronicle, and that's the first question he asked, said, what position will he play? Now, he did play his whole freshman season at Duke at first base. He played second base his sophomore season. He's played center field. He's played corner outfield. Like, I mean, there's a chance he's coming up just because he's versatile, and he can play all of these things.
Right.
And he's got some pop in his bat, which they're lacking pop in some of the bats right now. You know, some are doing really good, some are doing really poorly.
So he's striking out a boatload, which is a concern when you bring a guy up this young who's hitting a boatload of home runs, but he's also striking out a lot. But he did have, like, look, in the Grapefruit League, he was above a 1,000 OPS. So it's not like he hasn't seen it on different levels of competition. But I've put my concerns about his strikeouts and pitch selection and everything off to the side because what are you going to do? This is their choice. They're moving forward with it, and let's go, man. Let's go.
You know who else strikes out a lot? Jose Abreu, Jonathan Singleton.
Right.
You know, like, they also strike out a lot.
And with no hope in sight for Jose Abreu. It doesn't. Aesthetically, look, I'm no swing expert, swing analysis expert, but my God.
It's brutal.
It just, everything looks lost and wrong right now.
Yep. So the next question, the first question, what's he going to play? I think it could be a little bit of everything. Who goes down to the minor leagues or who gets squeezed? And there's two decisions that need to be made, not to go too nerdy here, but there's a decision with the 26-man roster at the big league level. But there's also a decision with the 40-man roster, which is, you know, includes guys in the minor leagues that you've got special protection over. He's not even on the 40-man roster right now. They'd need to make a move, and that could be taking Forrest Whitley and putting him on the 60-day IL or something like that.
For those of you who missed it, Forrest Whitley is injured again.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, I tried so hard, right? I mean.
Yeah. It's just, he's snake bit, man. He's snake bit. So it could be Greg Kessinger, could be John Singleton. I suppose it could be DFAing Jose Abreu if the team's ready to do that. That would be something. If I mean, that would really tell you that if they were to do that on April the 30th, can you imagine? Like, I know he was here all of last season, but like 1 month into the second season, just like, nope, this guy, he has lost it.
He's a sunk cost at this point.
That's a sunk cost.
That's a sunk cost. Yes. Sometimes people like to try to use the sunk cost to get rid of somebody who at least still, like, they might be overpaid, but like to replace that guy. Well, you know, we have my one guy that keeps saying that, well, Tytus Howard is a sunk cost. You got to get rid of him, Seth. You don't understand economics. Like, well, no, he's not you might think he's overpaid, but he's still a valuable football player. Yeah. And even if he is overpaid, like, theoretically, I think he's fine. But if you think he's overpaid, you get rid of him, you have to then pay another football player to come in who might not be good at all. Or if he is good, you're going to have to pay too. And we're operating with a salary cap here in football. But like, so regardless, like Jose Abreu, unless you think that he's still got a year and a half of good baseball left in him, is he's a sunk cost and you just got to move on. You got to bite your, you got to swallow your pride and just say, all right, look, we messed up. You know what? Hey, Montero ended up, look, Montero's working out all right all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah,
you know? But Montero's not an old man.
Abreu's, he's 7 for 71. Like that, when you put it that way, like when you, like it's one thing to be batting .099. Like that's horrible, right? Like when you frame it as what, like how many hits and how many at bats he's had this year, like it is April the 30th. It's going to be May tomorrow. He has 7 hits. That's a weekend for Jose Altuve.
Sean, the Astros do not have a home run out of the first base position yet.
Yeah.
They haven't hit a home run. The first baseman having an home run. And the other, I mean, this
is Bregman. By the way, has Bregman hit one yet? Has Bregman hit a home run yet? I'm going to look it up. You keep talking.
I wasn't aware that he was playing baseball this season.
Alex, okay.
Well, he's notoriously slow starter.
Oh, somebody said it on one of the broadcasts. I think on the ESPN broadcast, he mentioned I was watching with Brandy, and one of the announcers said that he was a notoriously slow starter, and I looked at her with
exact
my arrogant
words.
Look.
Yeah. Told you.
But listen, like, no, this is what bothers me the most is like the irony of this team, the Astros, that built their dynasty relying heavily on analytics, and now they've got like a very almost like an anti-analytics bent in the front office. It's the whole, like, you think about Moneyball and Hatfield, the first baseman in Moneyball, was a horrible first baseman. He moved from catcher to first baseman, but he could still hit.
Yeah.
So like that's the justification. But now they've got like somebody playing first base, the position that should be the easiest to field, but as long as you can hit, no, they got nothing there. It's a big fat zero at first base.
Nothing. Bregy, no home runs, by the way. So they've got some real kind of Swiss cheese stuff going on with this lineup right now. You know, it's very hit or miss. As far as Loperfido, he has torn through the minor leagues. He was their minor league player of the year last year. So there was a lot of anticipation in spring training with him. He hadn't been considered one of the elite prospects within the Astros franchise. MLB.com has him rated as the number 6 prospect in their system right now and the 5th best position
heading
player.
Into the season.
Heading into the season, yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's got 13 home runs in a month, so his ranking has gone up, I would assume. As far as speed goes, in the minors, Loperfido has shown he could be a 2020 guy. 2022, his first season of pro ball, stole 32 bases. And hit 12 home runs in 108 games, so he's got a little he's got a little giddy up. He can do some things on the base paths.
Yeah, and like I said, he's a lefty too. So for like Chaz, who's been struggling, and Jake Myers, who's Jake Myers, if they do have Loperfido play outfield, aside from just replacing them for production, you can replace them as having a lefty in the lineup, depending on who they're pitching. So I would expect to see him tonight. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
What time's the game?
It's a home game, so it's probably 7 o'clock.
It's a night game. Okay, yeah, obviously. All right, okay, good.
Yep, normal game.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Text message. How do you guys feel seeing Warren Moon go to the podium for the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, no, that was weird, but it's, you know what? It is what it is when it comes to the older players, because that is their franchise. That's why it sucks for players, especially the great players, when that team leaves the city, because there's never that same emotional connection, obviously, to the new city. I remember talking to the guys from the Rams about this. I was talking to Jack Youngblood about this at the Super Bowl one year when the Rams moved back to L.A. It was kind of nice for guys like him and Eric Dickerson and everybody else, because they're loved there. Yes. You know, there's a fan base there that remembers them and experienced greatness with them and everything.
Dude.
And it's just, it's a little different for guys like Bruce Matthews. Well, now at least Bruce Matthews played in Tennessee.
He did. But what these guys get to do with autograph signings and things like that, you know, like going back to LA, Jack Youngblood's not going to a card shop in St. Louis and signing cards. You're right. Going back to LA was great for those guys, those old school Ram guys, for sure. Probably sucks for the guys who played in St. Louis, honestly. Like Kurt Warner, all of a sudden.
Nobody in L.A. cares about Kurt Warner.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now here's the thing with Warren Moon. And as far as how do I feel about it? Because that's the question. I hate seeing it for longtime Houstonians. I wasn't here for Love You Blue and then the run and shoot era. And I moved here in 94. When I moved here and then Bud Adams literally within like months of me moving, he may have already made the decision to move out by the time I got here. I don't even remember. I got the janky ass, like 2-14 and then pick Steve McNair and then Eddie George version of the Oilers in 94 and 95. That's what I experienced. Warren Moon doesn't hold the same place in my heart. I feel bad for Houstonians. That's how I feel about it, you know?
Yeah. It's tough. That part of it, I guess what I would say is, I don't think that Amy Adams Strunk is wrong for doing that. Like, it's a whole different bucket than wearing the Oilers jerseys.
Yeah.
I think especially when they wore the Oilers jerseys versus the Texans, that was the petty part. Even wearing the Oilers jerseys, that's good. Yeah, like, that's part of it. That's the throwback jersey they have. That's fine. It's wearing them versus the Texans that angered me.
Yeah.
But it's like if Robert Brazil or Ken Houston or Earl Campbell gets up to announce a Titans draft pick. That's their organization that they played for embracing them.
Yeah, so, yeah. You have Warren Moon. We have Sketch.
Make some noise! Come on! This is football! Come on!
It's Sketch, people.
Love this guy.
The Philadelphia Eagles have traded the 123rd pick to the Houston Texans! With the 123rd pick of the NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Cade Stover, tight end, Ohio State.
This is football. We need This Is Football on a hotkey, Ben.
That'll be one of our intros for something.
This is football.
Roger Goodell needs to bring Sketch back every year to be the guy that speaks for him.
Yes.
Now that apparently Roger Goodell doesn't know how to read.
Sketch, you do the whole first round.
Yeah. I can't sit up there watching Roger Goodell fumble through these note cards anymore. Have Sketch do it. Sketch deserves a lot of credit for that, for having that level of enthusiasm, but there were no missteps
No.
in
A plus.
His pronunciation of names or anything like that. He read it nice and clean.
Yep.
And he had to announce a trade as well.
Yes. And he got up and he got out, man. Like, he didn't stay up there for 2 minutes. He was quick.
He unified the crowd.
He did.
He got them all like, okay, this guy's got energy. And what did he say? This is football.
This is football.
Who can't? You're at the draft.
Yeah.
You're braving 275,000 people,
yep,
reportedly.
Yeah.
And you know, standing in line for urinals and everything else like that to watch the draft.
The players.
And, you better get excited for somebody saying this is football.
Someone says Bud Adams got one look at Sean when he moved here. Said that guy, no sir, team's moving. I did not force the move of the Oilers out of town.
You weren't in sports media at the time.
I wasn't. I was selling phones.
Did you try to sell Bud Adams a telephone?
I probably did try to call on Adams Resources. I'm sure I did, actually. Yeah, I called on big companies here.
That's right, because you're a go-getter.
Cold calling.
You don't
baby.
Waste your time with a small fish.
Cold calling fiend, man. Yeah, hell yeah.
At that time, Bob McNair was just like some little oil and gas company that kind of scraping by.
Not
probably.
Worth my time. Yeah,
he probably came across your desk like,
Who's
this guy?
They don't have enough employees. Nope, sorry. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We got our first set of post draft power rankings, at least the first ones that we have seen. Texan fans, start rubbing your hands together. How good do the experts think your team is? We've got that for you coming up next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.